Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And I first want to say thank you to all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the listeners across the globe in the 33 countries who's tuning in. And I'd like to also say thank you for our guest, Ms. Barbara Pierce, because this is a Friday, and most people on Friday, if they had a long work week like she has, they want to just chill out, relax, and don't spend time talking. This is prime radio time here on the weekend, so I appreciate her. But before I bring her in, I just want to say to people, if you'd like to talk to her, you can call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I will know your hand is up. And with that being said, I want to first say hello to my co-host, Chris. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fine, Terry. How are you today? How are you tonight on this Friday?
I'm doing good. Got a lot to do. My weekend, yeah. You would think I'd be winding down. I'm revving up because my grandson's banquet for his senior year tomorrow. There's a lot going on, so I just got to put on my big girl panties and do what I got to do.
Now, Terry, what does your grandson call you?
Grandma, or I'm going to smack him over his mouth. He better not call me nothing else,
well,
Grandma.
I didn't know if he had like a special nickname for you. I was gonna say you're gonna be a busy grandma, but I didn't know if I call my grandmother Nana.
Anything else is disrespectful to me from him.
Okay, well I call my grandma Nana, but we're Italian, so whatever.
Okay, so yeah, well there's a lot of names for grandmas. I've heard of Nana. I've heard a lot of different names. So it depends on where you're coming from. It's, you know, what you call your grandmothers. But on that note, I want to say hello to my special guest, who is the president of the Columbus, Georgia chapter of the NAACP. And tonight we're going to go a little deep and discuss the achievements made by the NAACP and the reassurance that it gives people of minorities and color a voice to address the injustices of today as it has in the past. And it's still chaotic out there. We haven't. Black Lives Matter, we have no Asian hate, and now we got people just knocking down older white women for no reason, and that lady died. And that lady, the girl who did it, she's supposed to get married this coming June, and she was going to shove the lady, and the lady died from her injuries 5 days later. So it's just a mess. And on that note, I want to welcome our distinguished guest, Barbara Pierce. How are you, darling?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. I never get tired. I'm always working. I'm like that bunny. I'm energetic.
Yeah, the energetic bunny keeps going and going and going.
this lady, she's a workaholic. That's why she
position.
A lot of people ain't trying to work that hard. They just want to participate. Like I used to be part of the NAACP. In Alabama, but the people that was there at that particular time, it was like a social gathering. They wasn't really doing anything, you know, and I said, I'm not wasting my time, you know, to sit here while y'all have these little private little how we're going to hang out. It's not about hanging out. It's just about doing something for the community. So with that being said, how long have you been president of the Columbus, Georgia chapter of the
NAACP? I've been president since the end of July of 21. So it hasn't been quite a year yet.
Yeah, but you was actively within that before you became president.
Of course, that's just the president of the state conference of Georgia. Of course, back in the 90s, it's been like almost 37 years now that I've been with the NAACP. I started off as the first female president in Columbus, Georgia. And before that, I was the youth advisor. Then I became education chair, and then I became the first female president at the same time as I was a school board member.
Wow.
And I was on the first elected school board, of course, in Columbus, Georgia. So I was doing a dual responsibility there. However, I had to step down from the NAACP because it became a conflict of interest. What was happening is the school board was actually fighting against the NAACP and NAACP against them. And so it was one of those kind of things where I got caught in the middle. So I had to step down for a while. Then I came back as the second vice president of the Columbus branch. And then from there, I went to the education chair of the state of Georgia, then to the vice president, and now the president. So, yeah, I had a long trail.
Well, I definitely want to commend you, because what people don't understand is there are people out there who run their mouth and talk and complain about this, this, and that, but don't do nothing to change the cause. And it takes strong women like you who stands up to the ridicule to do what is necessary to help somebody out. And I got to commend these pioneers, these women, you know, and men, whoever you may be, that's standing out there to help someone else, you know, grow morally as well as other ways. But that's really an awesome task that you've taken on, and I appreciate you so much for doing that, because a lot of people don't want to get involved. They say, it's not my fight, but, you know, when that fight comes to your door, you don't wish you had somebody in your corner that is passionate as you are to get things done. So I'm going to let Chris ask this question, and I'll come right back with mine.
Sure. Okay, well, Barbara, before I begin my question, I just want to say, you know, I applaud you for what you do. I mean, you know, we got Judge Jackson, if you've been watching that. We got our first vice president who's a woman. We got this Nancy Pelosi, the first Speaker of the House. So women are definitely making changes, and I definitely give you a big congratulations for what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. Definitely, darling. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And plus,
we got
another famous woman, Chris. You got another famous woman.
Terry Lau.
Oh, yeah, you.
I'm
of course, yeah. Well,
his mama. I'm going to talk to his mama later on.
Well, yeah, Terry, you're the first. You're pretty courageous, Terry, because you've been doing the show longer than I. You know, we've been working for 5 years in September, so you've been doing this longer. So I applaud you, too. So, yeah, of course.
Thank you,
darling. You're welcome. But, sorry, Terry, I didn't mean to leave you out. I apologize. But anyway.
said your mama, but okay. So you go ahead and ask the question, and I'll get back to my question, Barbara.
Okay, well, my first question, Barbara, what is the best part about being president of the NAACP in Georgia?
It's being the director to kind of, you know, making sure that everything stays in place. It's a hard job. I'm going to tell you, this is not an easy job. It's complicated because you have a perception that is out there about what the NAACP does or don't do. And you have to set them straight that this is a discrimination organization. This is a civil rights. We are not lawyers. We are not lawyers. So a lot of times people call us and they're trying to give us jobs of being lawyers, and we have to tell them this is civil rights. We fight for civil rights for discrimination. We are not lawyers. In other words, if you go and shoot your girlfriend, don't call us. Okay.
Yeah.
Call a lawyer.
Yeah.
More than they have to know the difference. Don't call us.
Yeah.
You have to know the difference between a criminal charge and discrimination. You have to know the difference. There's a difference. And a lot of people, you should hear the things that people call us about. I mean, they call us and tell us that, you know, the lawn service didn't cut their grass this month. You're like, what?
It's crazy. Wow. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I was going to say, I don't think people realize that, you know, Google's your friend. You know, people use their phones to text and go, you know, look up memes, but they don't realize that, you know, Google is full of information.
That's right. But you asked me why did I like it. I like it because I feel that I help the people that need to be helped. Because people, they need the resources, and that's what we are. We are an organization of resources to direct people in the places that they need to be. For voter registration, we are fighting against voter suppression. We're able to tell the people now that all the laws that they have changed, what they have to do to get around it, to get the job done, and not just give up and say, I'm not voting because I can't have water now. You know, there's ways to do things to make sure that everybody's satisfied. And that's what the NAACP is, to make sure that things are going in the right manner so that we can get the job done. And that's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. It might sound stupid, but, you know, there's
no question
if you don't ask it.
No,
and my question
right.
is, I know about NAACP here in the United States. Is NAACP a global thing in other countries?
Not that I know of. It's national.
Okay,
not,
like,
not
you know.
No, not that I know of. We're under the national.
Yeah, because there's blacks everywhere, and if it's not, you know, they need to have some representation for civil rights everywhere. I remember the time that y'all got together and went to Selma to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge to remember that bloody Sunday when those people got beat up trying to go to Montgomery, Alabama, for voting rights, and the police, they was merciless. You know, they was beating kids and anybody, old people, because some people that I know, they were beaten up in that and got head trauma. But, you know, there's a museum down there that if people ever get a chance to go to Selma, Alabama, you want to go check it out because it shows the people that was with the struggle. And people want to think that it's only about black people. It's not. It's about whites. All nationalities came together because people, they know right is right and wrong is wrong. And it doesn't make a difference what color you are. If you thought what's right, we stood in unison, you know. So I want people to understand that. First of all, it's not a black thing, NAACP. It's a thing for respect and civil rights, like Ms. Pierce said, you know, and I want people to get that in their head, you know, just like Black Lives Matter and Asian hate, all this other stuff. Everybody came together who had a heart and they had morality, and I appreciate the fact that you're taking on this task, you know, here. And what you got upcoming for NAACP?
I'm glad that you asked that. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, we're honoring our women, our civil rights women, our activists.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All the presidents all over, because we have about 56 to 57 different presidents over, and 80% of them are women.
Wow.
Okay? So we want to honor our women for the accomplishment that they have made over the years to get those positions, for one, and to be able to be proven, you know, to be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, tomorrow we will be recognizing them. And then some of them are from some of the cities and towns. They are the first chief of polices, okay? They are the first of mayors, black mayors. I'm talking about women now. There's a lot of firsts.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, which is naacpga.org, you can be able to go and see some of those women that are being honored tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds interesting. So the lady who just passed away, the first female Secretary of State, you know. And
Madeleine Albright.
Exactly. She came over here. So she was an immigrant, you know, but this lady, she was a powerful woman, you know, and I think she died recently of cancer. But it's just that, you know.
Yeah, cancer.
I like what she said. She said that the older women need to be stand up tall and the younger women need to interrupt. You know, so basically what she's saying is don't sit on the sidelines, don't do nothing. Everybody needs to be represented, whether you're older, whether you're younger.
Right.
And I appreciate
That's
that.
Right.
So with that being said, I'm going to kick the ball over to Chris. Your turn, Chris.
Okay, yay, back to me, yay me. But anyway, my next question is, you know, for 2 years the world was hurting, we had COVID, you know, no one knew that we'd be it would get better and stuff like that. But how has the NAACP gotten better now that, you know, numbers are going down, people are getting vaccinated, and, you know, doing the right thing?
You saying how are we getting better?
Yeah, I mean, how's it getting better compared to like 2 years ago when it, you know, when a lot of people were like hurting, or how's it?
Well,
or
now
how's
he's
it,
trying to say, Barbara, I think he's trying to say when there was nobody getting together in groups because of the pandemic. Now they
when we was isolated. Yeah, I mean when we were isolated, Barbara. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I understand. Well, we haven't been isolated, and I tell you why. We kind of rolled with the motion. The motion was everything was becoming virtual, so we never missed a meeting. We always had our meetings virtual. Everything went virtual for us. Even our convention was virtual.
Oh, yeah, virtual,
everything.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't miss a beat. We rode with the punches. We didn't miss a
beat.
Well,
yeah, a lot of places were virtual. I just didn't know about the NAACP. That's awesome.
Well, we still are. We're still virtual. In fact, the first time that we're going to get together again will be in July, but we have our convention in Atlantic City. That would be in person. And that would be the first time since the pandemic started.
Great. Yeah.
And hoping that would open up the doors for all the units to be able to go back in person to do their Freedom Fund banquets, because the Freedom Fund banquet is one of our largest fundraisers that we raise money to get through the whole year, the budget through the whole year. So a lot of people have been doing it on virtually, but it's not the same. It is not the same.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thank God the option for virtual came about, because it even lets you talk to your doctor virtual, you know, kids are doing school virtual.
Yeah.
But what I hear, though, that they got another strand of COVID, but I'm not trying to entertain that. But I'll guess we have for you a caller on the line. Their last four digits of their phone number is 4600. Caller, could you introduce yourself? And you got the floor.
My name is Mr. Peanut. And she said that the NAACP is Fights Against Discrimination.
Yes, sir.
But the Congressional Black Caucus has a standing rule that no white congressperson can be a member. Even Steve Coins, who's a congressman in the 5th Congressional District, now this is Tennessee, I don't know about Georgia, 5th Congressional District, which includes Shelby County and Memphis, they're in Tennessee. So why come there's not no outcry against that?
Wait a minute.
The Congressional Black Caucus.
Are you saying that they cannot be a member of the NAACP?
Because they're white. And they don't allow Republican black Congress people either.
No.
I tell you what, I'll send you the document.
Let me take that back. Not in Georgia. That's not what it's about in Georgia. Now, I don't know about Tennessee, but in Georgia, no. We have a lot of elected officials, whether they're a lot of legislators, commissioners, congressmen. I mean, they're all members of the NAACP. Terry, I don't know if you remember Stanford Bishop, which is a congressman. He's a member of the NAACP.
Yeah. Well, that's great for Georgia then, but I tell you what. The Congressional Black Caucus, I bet he won't become, if this person you may mention is white and he's a congressperson,
no,
I bet he can't.
Oh.
Well,
we just have, one that's on North Fulton. She's running for commissioner. She's white already. And then after she wins.
Yeah, but I'm saying a congressperson. The Congressional Black Caucus don't allow. They got a standing rule. It goes back with Bill Clay, who was from Missouri, 1st Congressional District, and even carrying on through his son, Lacey Clay, who just got beat by Cori Bush in Missouri. No whites allowed.
So you're saying that the Black Caucus is not letting them be a member of the NAACP. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying. I don't have a control over that. We don't have control over that. If they don't let them be a member, we don't have control over that.
And if I may ask,
the caller is still on the line. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that every NAACP has the same guidelines. Is that only a state guideline? I thought it was all under the same guideline, like franchises. They got to do the same, you know, foods that they serve. So are you saying that this is not a criteria for every chapter of the NAACP?
No, he's not saying the NAACP is not accepting them. He's saying the
Black
Caucus is not
letting
that happen.
I'm saying the NAACP is not fighting that, because that's right out racism by the Congressional Black Caucus.
I did not know about that. I don't know if our national president even knows about that. I did not know that.
Oh, they know about it. It's been in the paper even. But I'm just wanting to let you
know
what goes on with that organization at the highest level, that they should be screaming out against that.
I have a question for the caller. Hey, caller, have you...
Can I finish this, Chris? Because I just need to finish this while I have it on my mind. We shouldn't be fighting it. We shouldn't be fighting it. Those legislators should be fighting it. And also, why do they have to be a member of the NAACP? They can do just as well as not being a member of the NAACP. So why are we fighting it? What we're fighting for?
Well, another lady wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, she asked you the question. Why is NAACP
have to
fight
for it?
Yeah, why do we have to fight for it? Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. In Missouri, the state chapter of the NAACP put out a travel advisory for people traveling through Missouri saying that you stand a chance of being killed by a white police officer traveling through Missouri. So apparently they can get involved with the things that they want to and include people into it who is a big surprise to them that they are involved in it. But it's being selected. If you're against discrimination, then wherever you see it or wherever it's brought to your attention, not saying you in particular, I'm saying the organization. That's what they're supposed to stand for. They should be speaking out against what's going on in the Black Caucus.
So what happens with maybe that is that, first of all, I'm sorry, Chris, I'm just trying to keep up with them. First of all, what happens with that, if nobody has never complained to us in Georgia about that happening, so you have to complain to us first. If you don't complain to us, whether we see it in the paper or not, we don't get involved. Yeah. You have to complain to us. You have to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't say it happened in Georgia. You made a statement that what the motto is of the NAACP. Now, I don't know if each state has a different motto. Each chapter has a different motto. That's what I heard, and that's what came to mind. Now, I'm not trying to say that you in Georgia need to address the problem that's going on with the Congressional Black Caucus, but maybe you could bring that to the attention to your national.
That's a good point.
Well, maybe you can bring it to the national attention because you're the one that has the complaint. So my question would be, have you tried to call national and tell them your complaint?
They don't answer the phone. I tell you what, even in Dales Mar state headquarters, they don't want to hear it neither. They don't want to hear certain topics like school choice with vouchers. And in this particular case, what I just said with the Congressional Black Caucus. But anyway, that's something that you know. Thank you very much.
Caller, before you hang up, can I say something to you?
Yes.
Have you tried to reach Al Sharpton? Because if you haven't or you don't know his number, I can give you his office number and you will get through.
Well, ma'am, you know, doggone well, Al Sharpton is the guy that will go up against the Congressional Black Caucus. That'd be a waste of time. I mean, come on, let's be real.
Well, if you're not going to take action, what do you want us to do? Our guest is just a local chapter. I don't know
the reason I called you is because I heard you say what the organization stands for. I say, they know about what the organization stands for. I wonder if they know that this blatant racist act is being portrayed by the Congressional Black Caucus saying no white members.
They have not a complaint. They have not came to us with a complaint. They have not.
Well, I tell you
so
what I'll do. You're listed.
That means that they don't want us involved.
Yeah, you're listed as on a website on the Internet, right? Your chapter in Georgia?
I'm not the president of a chapter. I'm a president of the state conference, the whole state of Georgia.
Well, wanted to bring this to the attention to somebody there in Georgia that has the authority or the position, who would it be?
And you would have to put that in writing. So let me tell you what you do. You go to naacpga.org. The complaint form is on there. You can fill it out right online and fill it out to us.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, do it right now. That's right. Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Thank you, caller. And we want everyone, it's not whether your opinion differs from ours. Everyone has the right to voice their opinion to try to get clarity. And hopefully he will get some clarity by him going to that website. And
Yeah, I was just trying to help. That's all I was saying. Yeah, he doesn't
have
a
Yeah.
That's fine.
That is our policy. You know, our policy is that you have to put in a complaint form for us to look at it. Because otherwise, what you can always come back and say, if it wasn't for the NAACP, we would have been able to do this and we would have been able to do that. So it has to be in black and white. Because if we answer everything on the telephone what people say without investigating, we can make really good, great fools out of ourselves. And that's what we don't want to do.
Right. Yeah, I know that NAACP came about because of the injustice that was put on black people. And now that our society has evolved to more than just black people being persecuted, do NAACP cover those too? Because like Latinos, Asians, they are people of color, you know, but I know it used to be exclusively for black people, you know, but the colored people, all shades are different colors.
It is.
So is the NAACP now for everyone? But like that guy said,
I think they always been for everyone. It's just a matter of how you go about being for everyone. I think that they've always been a people of color, all the time. So in other words, if there's a problem with an Asian and they put in a complaint form, we still will look at it. If it's a discrimination, it still would have to be discrimination regardless.
Right.
I wouldn't turn an Asian down or especially a Hispanic. I wouldn't turn them down if they came in with a complaint. You know?
That's good. Because I was thinking about those Asian people who got murdered in Atlanta at the tanning places, whatever it was. And I was watching a TV show when this guy came on. He was saying that his dad was black and his mother was Asian. She was killed, you know. And everybody is mixing. So there's nothing pure in my mentality anyway. Everybody is mixing. You know, I was wondering, at that particular time, I saw on TV where they had flowers put out there where the people got murdered, all those people. Did anybody get together to have a march for that orchestrated by NAACP? Because I see NAACP standing strong when Black Lives Matter was all over the place, you know?
I'm not sure. I guess I'm not sure of the question.
Okay, let me change the question around. When all those Asian people got murdered in Atlanta, did there become a protest that was orchestrated or attended by NAACP when that went down, all those people got murdered?
Okay, so... Oh, man, that's a complicated one right there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's a complicated one right there. I don't know if I want to touch that.
Okay, I feel you, you know. Yeah, you know, I'll be trying to figure out what the listeners want to hear, you know, and this is not my wellhouse, you know. This is
when
your life, so I'm trying to stay in my own lane.
Yeah, when we started getting into the other nationalities and stuff, because we don't practice that very often, it's really hard to say, but I still would say this. If any of those agents would have came to us with a complaint form, we would have investigated and looked into it and decided among our executive committee if that's something that we want to tackle or not. That's the way we do the procedures.
Okay. Well, Chris, go ahead. I see you got a question real quick.
Yes, Barbara. My third question is, you know, it came to my attention a while back. I think my mother brought this to my attention that, you know, because she was saying what that guy was, you know, what our caller was saying, how it's, you know, white people couldn't get scholarships and whatnot. And I just want to say, I know the national NAACP, they let you. How about do they let you in Georgia? Can white people get scholarships in Georgia?
I'm not going to answer anything or attempt to answer anything that I'm not sure. I don't know. I've never seen a white person get a scholarship in Georgia because it's basically for people of color. I have never seen that. But I'm not going to say it hadn't. I'm not going to say that. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happened. Do you remember not too many years ago, Ms. Terry, that when the white woman They found out that she was white and wasn't black.
Yeah,
and
but she was coming out when she was black, had a hair, braids, and stuff, and lying. Yeah, I saw that. But you know something?
So
I don't, to answer Christian's question, I wouldn't give it to a white person because Quaz is kept, and I'm not trying to be a separatist of, you know, of groups of people. But, you know, the NAACP really started back in the day when black America was being brutalized and not receiving the rights they were entitled to as human beings. So the benefits, like education, should go to them. Why would white America that already got everything, why would they going to come and take something that exclusively to help build up people who have been stepped on for so long, you know? And I just think right is right and wrong is wrong, you know?
That's right.
The white colleges ain't giving out nothing to black people. And people think that when I say stuff like that, I'm sounding like a racist, and I'm not. I'm just talking about equality. How can you not give us nothing, and when somebody try to give us something, you want that too? So we're back to where we started from.
Exactly.
Okay,
you're right.
And I just want to say I understand the history. I understand the history of it. I understand the history of it. I was just saying that I just went on the website and read that, and that was like that was one of the complaints I heard, and I just wanted to get the clarification of it. That's all. They deserve scholarships. Yeah.
Mr. Chris, I think sometimes people are just being sarcastic. They kind of want to just see what we're going to say. You know what I'm saying? They understand what we're about. They're just being sarcastic. They just want to see what you're going to say. Okay? They know what the organization is all about. They know what we represent. For them to even ask a question like that is selfish, for one. And then, two, I'm not even going to answer it because I don't want to be set myself on that level.
It's just the same way like that judge that's trying to become part of the Supreme Court. You know, they're asking her stupid stuff, like, what is her face?
Exactly.
What is her qualification? You know, and when something is positive for Black America that has been dogged for over 400 years, you know, they don't want you to succeed. But if we're going to be equality across the board, you got to give us some props. You know what I mean? We got intelligent black people that needs to get their recognition, you know, because then it got mad when Obama made president, you know, and said, y'all just voting to be black. So what? We voted white all our life.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know?
Right,
yeah, but,
and Chris, I have nothing against you asking these questions. They're very interesting questions, but sometimes I think that people are just being petty, you know. And they know what we stand
and that's what
for.
It is.
We don't have to keep trying to. Yeah, we don't have to keep trying to tell them what we stand for, you know.
Okay.
The guy
yeah.
that just came on a few minutes ago, like I said, you have to come to us with a complaint so that we can look into it and be able to answer it intelligently.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree, and I'm all for history. I am all for history. I voted for Obama. I I'm all for the history, and you know, I don't mean nothing by my questions, obviously.
No,
you're fine. You're good.
Questions
you're good.
Because you won't get no clarification if you don't ask those questions. But
that's
I'm
right.
Gonna say
that's exactly right.
Who knows me? I'm not a racist, but I'm authentically me. I'm going to be honest. You know, I don't want nobody to say, oh, she's nice because she don't rock the boat. You know, if I ain't got nothing to be rocking the boat about, I won't. But if I see something inappropriate or injustice, I'm going to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might not like
me
because I'm going to speak up with its truth, not because a black person said it, you know, or a white person said it. If it's true, I'm a stand for what's true. You know, and people need to understand, you know, when we try to get the positions and jobs so that our children, our grandkids, our nieces, our nephews, you know, can see that they can strive for something better. You know, that's why we're doing it, We ain't doing it to hurt nobody's feelings. We're doing it so our legacy can see the times are changing. But a lot of times people don't want us to change. They want to stay second-class citizens. People come from another country, and they get more opportunities, free money to open up businesses, and don't give us nothing. It's right here. You know, and that pisses me off because they give a foreigner something before they give a person born here. Y'all keep saying go back to Africa. I was born here. I don't know jack about Africa.
It's racist. It's racist.
So I ain't trying to hear all that, you know. Ooh, this is going to get me. Ooh, Lord.
Well, calm down. Calm down.
Ooh, Lord. You might have to do a part two.
Calm down.
You're running out of time. That's fast.
Well. You know, Terry, I agree with you. And, you know, that's obviously because, you know, you're on my social media. You know I get passionate about politics in general. But I agree with you. You know, it's racism, and we are still dealing with racism. We are.
Yeah. And
I think we're always going to deal with it. We just try to cut it down, you know, to a minimum. Mm-hmm. But I think we're always going to deal with it. It's always been here.
Yeah.
They say people, they fear what they're afraid of and don't understand. You know, but a lot of times if people just take the time to talk to somebody, they, you know, it's just like when you see a person with a long beard and tattoos and on a motorcycle, first thing they think, oh, my God, they're going to do something to hurt you. And they can be the sweetest people, but you got to give a person a chance to look past the color, look past the clothing,
that's right.
You know, and just see the person for who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because I have friends that ride motorcycles, and my daughter rides a motorcycle, and most of them are doctors and lawyers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
But you're right.
Yeah. The Vanguard.
Right.
But you know, Miss Pierce, I'm going to need you to come back next month after Chris figured out those two dates that is going to be locked down, because I need to do a part two because. We're running out of time, and there's so much that we could.
I will come back any time that you need me. I will come back, and I'm always hoping that I can, you know, answer the questions that are worth answering. Some questions, I know all questions are, you know, worthy, but sometimes we can't answer the questions because they're not pertaining to us.
Right.
And so I just want people to, I just want people to know that and how the protocol is and how the policies are, and we're not lawyers. What we are is a resource organization to help people. Like, for instance, with the COVID, we was able to tell people where they can go and get, you know, free testing, the COVID shots. We are a resource with housing. You know, when they was putting all the people out of housing, we were able to help people get pro bono lawyers, help them with finances, making sure that they're put up in hotels and stuff like that. With criminal justice, we're able to talk to the GBI and the FBI to find out about what they were doing about the black schools when they just terrorized them not too long ago. That's the kind of things that we do.
Well,
okay, but we don't go to
talk about
court because somebody shot somebody.
Yeah, because if there's more that I need to ask you, and we just ran out of time so quickly. But you welcome everybody to tune in, you know, and ask questions. And she'll be back in a couple of weeks in April to answer some more of your questions. But next week we're going to talk about sorry men and sorry women, you know. If you want to jump in that conversation, send down 347-945-6003. And on that note, thank you, Barbara. I will call you
You're
for details
welcome.
After I figure out what they
thank you.
For you next month, and we'll bring you back. Thank you, Chris, for being here. And
you're welcome.
Be safe this weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye now.
Oh, you're so welcome, darling. I'll get you back here real soon in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.